There's no mystery when I let God out. Ho ho, we think there's a mystery about God, but there's no mystery when I let God out. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. There is no mystery when I let God out. And why is there no mystery when I let God out? There's no mystery when I let God out because then all is known and all is revealed and all is complete. All is done. There's nothing unusual about it. There's nothing spectacular about it. If I were to open a jar of jam, and it's strawberry jelly, and I open the jar of jam and I take my knife and I dip it in there, and take out some strawberry jelly and put it on my bread and eat it and say, my, that strawberry jelly is good. Now, how do I know that it's strawberry jelly? What do my taste buds tell me? My tummy tells me. I feel just, that's delicious. My favorite jelly is strawberry jelly. And so I have another sandwich of strawberry jelly. I put my knife in the jar, and I take out more strawberry jelly and put it on the bread. Now you say, well, that's quite obvious. There's no mystery about that. When you let the strawberry jelly out, you know it's strawberry jelly. And you know that it's good, and you know that it's wonderful. And the same is true about God. God is in, through, around about us. God is all, and we are God, and God is in us. Now, the mystery about God is that sometimes we let it out surreptitiously rather than specifically and definitely and purposefully. Now, I take the strawberry jelly out of the jar because I want to put it on my bread and have a strawberry sandwich. And I know that I want it just that way. Now, what do I do when I open the box of love, not Pandora's box, the box of all sorts of unhappinesses, but when I open the box of my unconditional love, which is me, what happens when I do that? Well, what happens is I'm letting God out. I'm letting the divine in me reveal itself in my world and express itself in my world, and it is wonderful. Now, if I let hatred out, or if I let unhappiness out, then that's going to express itself in my world too, and not necessarily to my benefit or to my choice. But I do. I'm always in charge. Now, you say, well, why do you say God, and you say goodness, and you say hatred at the same time? Well, because God is the allness. There is no thing, there is no expression, no attitude, no emotion that is separate from God. God is the hatred and God is the love. And you say, well, God can't be hatred because God is love. Well, God is principle. And principle doesn't know anything but just knows whatever exists and how we want to use it. Now, if I take a hammer, and I take that hammer to pound nails into a board to hold the board in place where I want to have it, that is considered a good use of the hammer. If I take the hammer and break a window that I did not want to break, then that's another use of the hammer. You might call it a misuse, whereas it's not really a misuse because the hammer didn't say, I'm going to break that window because I hate that window. I'm going to break that window because it's a terrible window. It just broke the window because the hammer was misdirected. And our emotions sometimes can be misdirected. But when we let God out, when we let out the expression of God as the allness in us, we have the opportunity to choose how we want to use it. Now, a little bit of weather might be a beautiful thing. A lot of weather might be a tragic thing. So we choose to have things in temperance. We choose to have them in balance. We choose to have them in moderation. And as we choose to live in moderation, we let God out in moderation. Now, if truly you were to let God out in all of the magnificence, all of the magic that God is, God would be like the great lights of the football stadium, so bright that as you look at them, you do not distinguish one light from another. They all meld into one. They all become one great glorious light. And if you look at the sun, it too is a great and glorious light. But if you look at it wrongly or improperly or unbeneficially to yourself, you might damage your eyes. Now, the sun does not burn or does not stand in the sky as an object to burn our eyes. It stands as an object in the sky to spread light wherever it shines, to bring its radiance, its warmth, its energy to wherever it shines. You and I have to realize that God is in us, through us, as us, and we use God all the time. We let God out all the time. But in letting God out, how are we able to handle it? How are we able to handle the amount of sunlight that comes upon us? We put on clothing because we don't want to get a sunburn. Now, mentally, we could surround our body with our pure white light of love and we would not get a sunburn either. But we're not always in the condition to be in charge of our beingness in quite that way. We're not always in a beingness to be in charge of however we have our creation shining in our life. When someone shouts a vituperative, unhappy attitude toward us, and we respond to it with the same angry attitude, then it multiplies itself, it grows, and then we are touched by it. But if someone speaks vituperative words and we will not listen to them, we will not empower them by giving them our attention, those vituperative words are sort of falling on deaf ears. They are not getting what the person wanted to do. And so, after a while, the person stops giving the angry words, the vituperation, and he starts giving love, because love is our most natural expression. It's just what it's all about. There is no mystery when I let God out. There is no mystery when I let principle be principle, when I let the law of cause and effect demonstrate itself in my life. There's no mystery about it. The only mystery, I might say, is why I hadn't done it before, why I hadn't taken charge of just letting out the law knowingly to accomplish whatever I want to accomplish. Now, I know I get more bees with honey than I do with something that's not so sweet, you know. And I know that I get more love by shining out love from me. I know I get more happiness by letting my joyful heart express wherever it may be. I know that all is in harmony, all is in right order, all is good when I let it be. When I let it shine forth. Now, am I willing to do it? Am I willing to realize that there's no mystery when I let God out? There's no mystery when I use principle. There's no mystery when I put the cause into motion that I want to bring about whatever it is I choose, significantly, particularly in my life. I have that opportunity. I have that privilege. I have that choice when I can make it. But I can only do it when I make the choice. You see, as an absolute philosopher, we think about what we're doing. We think about how we live in our world. We think about how we put our choices out and how God in us, when we let God out and let God shine through our life, how all of that which is the finest and best and the highest and most wonderful for us takes place. And if we worry, if we have anxiety, if we have unhappiness about us, and we let God out in the midst of that, then we see God working in ways that are not a blessing to us. Whereas in truth, God's always working as a blessing to us. Even principle is always being itself. And it's only when we use principle in an opposite negative way that we get the opposite negative experience in our life. As a philosopher, we know these things. As a thinker, we know these things. As a divine being, we know these things. As a human being, we know these things. They're universal, and they're universally utilized, universally expressed, universally shared, and it's up to me to make the choice of how I want it to be in my life. There's no mystery when I let God out. There's no mystery when I let the principle be expressed. There's no mystery when I let the law of cause and effect be brought forth in my world. There's no mystery. For indeed, God is principle. God is love. God is joy. God is all. And when I knowingly let that out and knowingly choose to express the highest and the best for myself at every turn of the way, then that is exactly what I experience. I have the choice of having it be a mystery and saying, I don't know why it happened. I don't know why bad things happened to me. I don't know why this took place. I don't know why that. Well, we certainly do. When we stop and think, what did we say that brought that about? What did we think that brought that about? What did we do that brought that about? Because there are no accidents in our life. There are no indecisions in our life. There are no attitudes in our life that are going to hurt us in any way. There is nothing in our life that is going to happen unless we empower it to happen. And we do empower it to happen all of the time. So let's get over the idea that there's a mystery when God is at work. We think the mysteries of God are so unique and so strange and so wonderful, and they're beyond our comprehension. And as we think they're beyond our comprehension, then we say, what is it that we can do? We can do nothing about it. But when we know that God is principle, God is law, God is no mystery, then everything that takes place is our choice, as it always was and always will be. And we can set our choice as the most beautiful, fulfilling, rewarding experience the world has ever known. There's no mystery when I let God out, because when I let God out, all is in divine order and all is glorious now. That's just the way it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.